This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, helping you get your business right. We do so by reminding you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And speaking of business, we'll help you keep the business you've earned.
You know, going out and creating customers, creating followers, all of that. You're spending all your marketing, all your resources, all your time getting people to follow you, to pay attention to who you are. But are you keeping them?
Are you keeping them? Retention is a huge part of business growth and scalability. And there's an interesting study by a group of Korean researchers into the how and why people are unfollowing you.
Unfollowing, right? Mm-hmm. Part of having lots of followers is making sure that you're keeping them. This group actually looked at 1.2 million Twitter accounts, and they analyzed 51 days worth of tweets and interactions, and they actually came up with the following factors that lead to people stopping following you on social media.
Here's one that you would never even imagine. They call it bursting. And it's not like bursting at the seams. It's like firing off too many updates within a short period of time.
We've all done it, right? We get all excited. We're watching the football game. We're watching the Grammys. We're watching a State of Union address, right? And we're posting.
Or you just log in like many people do once a week and then update three, you know, or five, 10 different posts, and then you're off for the next week.
That is the majority of people will unfollow when they are getting too many updates at once. So does this ring true for you? And I know we think, all right, they're not going to like it. But if they stop following you, it's the equivalent of on radio. They change the dial.
Right.
They're not coming back. So make sure that you don't leave too many updates within a short period of time. Second largest reason people stop following, you're not very interesting. They're just not that into
you. You're flat out boring.
You are boring. Posting about uninteresting topics. That is the second top reason that people stop following you on social media.
No, I think we need to address the fact that something that you may think is interesting, I'm talking to you, accountants.
Or breakfast eaters.
Oh, no, whoa. Accountants need to understand that numbers aren't that impressive to anybody else other than the accounting group.
I like numbers. I like a good number.
Do you like breakfast?
No.
What?
No, I'm not a breakfast eater.
What's the matter with you? You know what? There's the door. Unfollow right now.
Unfollow.
Don't let the unfollow smack you in the butt.
The third reason that people stop following you on social media is because you share the mundane details of your life.
You mean like the breakfast I had?
Or like that I cleaned out my basement and I posted a picture of all the stuff leaving my house.
See, but
you wonder, like, is this mundane or is this interesting?
Well, for you, Angel, I honestly think that that is why your followers follow you. They are attracted to your adorable quotient. You have an adorable quotient that is off the charts. People, do they follow you because you are a princess and you know it and you're not ashamed of it?
Well, they follow you for tacos.
Tacos in my voice.
And oh, and he does have a voice.
Apparently.
All right, here are a couple other reasons that people stop following you, and then we're gonna go into how to get more followers.
Okay.
So it's not gonna be all gloom and doom here.
Yep.
Automatically generated posts. People know it. They don't like it. They want to know that you're actually there engaging and interacting with them.
Uh-huh. How about politics?
Yeah. That's a biggie.
It really
right?
is.
Right? I mean, who knows how many people we're offending, and people don't want that. Here's another thing that I think about that you don't even realize is creating the behavior of non-following is complaining.
Complaining. Every time you complain, especially if you are a professional complainer, when all you do is complain, unless you are a comedian who is paid to do so, right? I'm thinking of Lewis Black. Unless you are a professional complainer, then complaining is a turn off.
Well, think about this. We are trying to attract followers who will turn into customers. Customers buy from people they know, that they like, and that they trust. So if you are complaining about current customers, you're complaining about current vendors.
You're probably complaining about past and future.
Yeah, and you'll probably complain about me.
Yeah.
So why would I want to line up with somebody who's going to be continually complaining? Some other issues that come out to play are using slang. I know for Eric, you hate the abbreviation.
I call it eighth grade Ebonics.
Yeah, where they're using the number 8 and the number 2 to replace words.
Yep.
You know, even Twitter allows you to spell things out now. And then bad language is also right up there.
So the takeaway is to get a lot of followers, minimize the number of those who unfollow you, keep the ones that you have, avoid bursts by sending out updates with a scheduler like Buffer or Who's Sweet. And now keep in mind, bursts are rapid fire things that are going out every couple of minutes. We're not talking about Hootsuite and Buffer have their place. They absolutely have their place. And you can use them to sparsely parse your messaging.
Spread it out. If you really want to say it, schedule it for later.
Yep.
All right. How to get people following? Do you know what they want when they follow you?
Mm-hmm. What do they want?
What do they want? They want deals.
Deals.
Among the top reasons that people follow brands, one of the biggest themes was discounts, special offers, promotions, freebies, and exclusive content.
Well, let's break this down a little bit because there's a lot of things there, and each one of them is different. Angela and I are not real big fans of discounting the pricing of your services, in large part because you probably don't have your cost of goods sold dialed in, and therefore you're gonna hurt yourself in the process of trying to attract others. Keep the price what it is, and then add value, we say.
I like gift with purchase.
Gift with purchase. There
I've
you go.
I always liked gift with purchase.
Sure, and it works. It works in the Macy's department store. You want to get that lipstick? Get a bag with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It works. Special offers are those additions, right? Not necessarily subtractions, but additions.
Well, or special things, you know, for our VIP clients. You know, here's a special spa day, or here's a special VIP day, or something that is just for our clients. You see retailers do this all the time, friends and family's days, all of that. You're already a customer. We're going to treat you really special with these special deals and promotions.
Let's talk about the freebies. And you think, well, how's anybody going to get paid for free? You're not. But you're going to keep the people that you have if your free content is valuable and yields a return, right? People want, they want things to be, they want a return on what
they
get.
We're not asking you to give away your $5,000 coaching package for free or give away a car for free.
No, but give me something that gives me a result right now.
We've seen, different auto dealers. You get oil changes for life.
Right.
You know, car washes.
Sure.
You know, a year's worth of car washes or something that you can add in. You're probably already doing anyways. You don't even realize how much value it adds. Maybe you're already adding it, but you're not promoting it. You're not marketing that feature. I remember years ago doing some studying on marketing and learning about the Folgers brand. They did a whole marketing campaign on being mountain grown.
Yep.
Do you remember that?
Sure.
It was a big deal, mountain grown. You remember that. You remember Juan Valdez. You remember the magazine ads. You remember the billboards. It was all mountain grown. They were the only coffee company talking about being mountain grown. Turns out, guess where coffee's grown? All coffee.
In the mountains.
All coffee is mountain grown.
Mm-hmm.
So we think about, you have features, you have services, you have add-ons and goodies that you probably are already giving away for free, but you're not telling your customers it's a bonus add-on or a freebie. Let them know. You know, when we talk about shipping, free shipping, you know, it's included. Even though it's almost always included, we still get told this item gets free shipping.
Absolutely.
And doesn't that make me feel amazing?
Of course.
Every single time. Even though it's always, I still want to hear that I'm getting that goodie.
And don't forget to follow up. Keep your followers up to date with what your brand is doing.
Yes. And, you know, a couple other things. They want to give brand feedback. They want access to exclusive content.
Mm-hmm.
I read an article that talked about building up member sites, and you give all the new stuff for free, right, to attract members. But all the old stuff is archived, and that's a member benefit only. If you want the old stuff, you got to sign up to be a client. Getting freebies, taking part in contests and competitions. That's always a super fun thing. Giveaways. They love discounts and freebies. They're likely to follow a brand to get something yummy and good. And if you can add value in this way, along with your content strategy, along with your branding, you'll see your followers grow.
There you have it. Don't lose the ones that you've earned and you've worked so hard to gain. Hey, when we get back, I'll ask the question, could this DIY, do-it-yourself fad, ruin your teeth? We'll talk to the expert just after these messages. You're listening to Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month, and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. It makes us smile.
You want to strike fear into the heart of any orthodontist or dentist?
I don't think so.
Because they strike it in us right. All the time, right? Try do-it-yourself orthodontics.
What?
Our next guest says do-it-yourself treatment is one of the worst orthodontic mistakes you can make. Dr. Jamie Reynolds, you can find Jamie at www.askdrreynolds.com. They say a new and unfortunate fad in healthcare is DIY treatment. Now,
what?
I've had braces. I can't even imagine that somebody would want to try and do something like this at home. I didn't realize it was a fad.
You want to try?
Dr. Reynolds, is this really a thing?
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Is this really a thing? People are trying to do their own orthodontia?
Yeah, believe it or not, it's been around for 30 or 40 years. Good Morning America did a story about a guy who tried some do-it-yourself braces about 30 years ago and has spent the better part of the last 30 years and about $35,000 at the cosmetic dentist office trying to fix it.
Ooh.
So now with the advent of the internet, it's a great way to spread ideas. But the problem with the internet sometimes, especially when it comes to healthcare, is that, you don't really know if the ideas are good ideas or not so good ideas or really bad ideas, but they're readily available.
Well, let's just put this thing to rest right here, and we can spend the next 10 minutes talking sports. Don't do it yourself.
Okay, what is DIY orthodontics?
So you have a couple different types. You have the child that really wants braces and for whatever reason they don't have them, so they make their own little wire contraptions just to kind of look like they have braces. And then, that's cute and fun, and I think, my daughter's tried to do it before. And then there's the concerning one, which is where they actually try to move teeth. The most common thing is people have a gap between their two front teeth on the upper, and then they get some little type of rubber band and they wrap it between their teeth, which does squeeze the teeth together a little bit. And then they fall asleep at night and they wake up and they think the rubber band has fallen out, but it's actually worked its way up underneath the gums. I put another one on, and then the next day another one, and then the next day another one. Yeah, the rubber bands work their way up around the root of the tooth, and they basically self-extract their two front teeth, so now they have no front teeth.
I have got the willies right now.
Well, Eric's a little nervous already when you talk teeth stuff.
I just shattered a crown over the weekend, too. So,
but there have been some incredible advances in... what do we call it? Traditional orthodontics?
What about those Invisalign things?
Yep. So cosmetic dentistry and cosmetic orthodontics in general, really a revolution. The biggest name brand in orthodontics is something called Invisalign. It's a series of clear plastic retainer trays, each one slightly different than the one before, and they can gradually straighten your teeth. There's been big advances in clear braces. You can get braces on the inside of your teeth. There's some physiologically accelerated treatments, so that instead of taking 2.5 years, you can have treatment, even complicated treatment, done in 6 or 7 months. So there's lots that's changed from sort of your mommy and daddy's orthodontics, if you will.
Okay, right. So how I mean, I know there's probably places where you could just order those trays, like the Invisalign type trays, and just order a set.
Keyword is type, not administered by the dentist or orthodontist.
Right? You know, how I remember when I had braces when I was a kid. My kids have all had braces. They had to go see the orthodontist, I don't know, like pretty often to make sure that their teeth were moving in the right way and make adjustments, you know, get more aggressive, pull back. And I mean, there was a lot of monitoring. Why is it that people think that they don't need that monitoring? Where's the mindset in why they're trying to do this themselves?
You know, I'm not sure. Again, with the advent of the internet, it's not just orthodontics. There's lots of people that, you know, Home Depot is built on the do-it-yourself type of thing.
Yeah, you know, why spend $10 when I can go and spend $70 and build
right,
it myself?
Right.
And a whole weekend and then pay somebody extra, right?
Right, to fix it.
So, you know, and it's not a good idea to try to use stuff that you buy at Home Depot on your teeth or any healthcare means. And so, you know, I think people think that, you know, moving the teeth is a lot easier than it is, so that it seems like it should be relatively simple. But it's actually pretty complicated, and there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. And then if you've ever had a, like you said, you just had a crown. If you've ever had a crown or filling and it's been off just by the fractionist of a millimeter, all of a sudden you get this horrible toothache.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you move your tooth in the wrong spot, it can do it. And then what a lot of people don't think, you know, they think about doing one thing, but they don't think, you know, if we were playing chess, they'd only think one move at a time,
right,
not like three or four moves in front. So anytime you move a tooth, you know, it's going to move back unless you have some sort of retainer. So you need to deal with that. Even if you were able to close space between your teeth with a rubber band, then what? It would just open right back up again. So, it's a lot more complicated than it seems.
Dr. Reynolds, one of the things that I have heard is that there are courses for dentists that they can take, like, say, over weekends to gain a license. Is this true? And if so, how do we know who's on the right side of the service, or the professional service industry?
Sure. So any dentist can do any aspect of orthodontics or oral surgery or root canals or whatever. They're just not technically allowed to advertise themselves as an orthodontist or a specialist unless they are one. But that, you know, people are very deceptive in that way. So a good rule of thumb is if you want to see a specialist, and the specialist has the most experience of anyone, they really limit their practice to one thing. So if they do your teeth cleaning and your fillings and also your braces, I hear a lot of people say, my dentist is an orthodontist too. They're not. They likely have taken some sort of extra education. Now, let me be clear. There's some general dentists that do a really good job managing which cases they can handle. Some have taken enough additional education where they do great on complicated cases. Most can do some of the easy cases. The key is to understand what you're getting and who you're getting it from. So if the provider seems deceptive in any way about their qualifications, then it's best to find an orthodontist. You can go to the American Association of Orthodontics site or just see if they have an orthodontic degree or additional initials like MS. After their name.
All right, so Dr. Reynolds, where'd you go to school?
I'm a Michigan guy, so not the best year for my football team, but we have hope for the future.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, and so what did you have to do to become a world-class orthodontist?
You know, in orthodontics in general, you go to 4 years of college and then 4 years of dental school. And then if you graduate in the top percent of your class, then you can get into orthodontic school, which is two or three more years just specializing in orthodontics. And then a friend of mine started a clinical trial on some digitally customized super high-tech braces. And then he involved me, and pretty soon he and I got to have the most experience in what is going to be one of the technologies that transforms orthodontics.
Wow.
In the world. So then we got to have to do a lot of lectures about that stuff, and a lot of it is just making mistakes before other people makes it sound smart. But
there you go. No, that actually does make it sound smart. Listen, folks, you need to go get a copy of the book, The World Class Smiles, Made in Detroit. Dr. Jamie Reynolds, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your sense of urgency when it comes to DIY projects in your mouth or anywhere else, pretty much, for that matter. Don't do that.
AskDrReynolds.com is the website. Dr. Reynolds, thanks so much for being with us. That's good stuff.
It is good stuff. And folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more good stuff after the bottom of the hour news. You are listening to Angel and Eric, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to join us for hours. Wouldn't you like to have some insider tips to grow your business in an economy that kind of goes up, down, and sideways?
I think we're all looking for ways to accelerate our business growth, right? We want to grow. We want to get there faster. We want to enhance our competitiveness. Well, our guest is Dr. Marsha Firestone. She founded the Women's Presidents Organization in 1997. She's also the author of the book, The Busy Woman's Guide to Successful Self-Employment. She's published research in business and education journals, and she is a frequent guest and speaker. Dr. Marsha Firestone, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It is very nice to have you along with us. Let's start by talking about, lay out the terrain of today's economy and what that means to small business owners across the board, if you will, please.
Well, I can report that every year we do a business outlook survey, and we're about to do a new one for 2018, but I can tell you what they said in 2017, which is that the biggest issues for them are finding and hiring and retaining the best employees, one. Two, they need to get rid of the red tape that's burying them,
yes.
And three, they need more access to capital.
All right.
These are things that have been problematic for a long time, and they continue to be problematic.
Isn't it funny? Like, these aren't new. I don't know how often you do the survey, and you know how often the top three challenges have changed. But it seems to be hiring and retaining good employees. Always top
right.
of the list. The red tape
always,
for small business.
Always
right up there, and access to more capital. So how can we make 2018, when we do this survey again next year, Dr. Firestone, what are some things that can be done that we collectively do as small businesses that we can come together so that we can kind of change the story a little bit?
Well, I think that pressuring our government to get rid of the red tape, it would be one very important step. I think a second step is really learning as business owners how to interview and hire the right team. Every single opportunity that I've had to talk to our members and other business owners about whether or not they have the opportunity to share their experiences and learn from one another about how to do it, they really gain a lot from that experience.
Okay, so bringing people together to have a conversation is one thing. You said to use the word pressure the government to get rid of the bureaucratic red tape. I think you're probably in the most pro-business administration in many ways in that regard. How are you, I'm going to use the word encouraging, the administration and the government, is it a state level, is it local level, or are we talking full-blown federal level? And what are you doing?
I actually sit on the National Women's Business Council, which is a group of 15 women who have been appointed by the SBA to talk about issues that are important to women-owned businesses and to other businesses. And so one way is to make your opinion known through the council. Another way is that the council often has public meetings and to share your expertise and your knowledge around business ownership with them, with the council is very helpful.
It is. You know, one of the things that we discovered several years ago, you know, I think a lot of times as small business owners, we're so busy in our business, trying to grow our business, marketing our business. We don't have a great team to support us that we can go off and spend a lot of time on boards and committees and all of that. And we're really counting on these associations that we have joined and are partnering with to be our voice. Dr. Marcia Firestone, I know you've also wrote the book, The Busy Woman's Guide to Successful Employment. What are some fun things that we can get when we pick up a copy of that book?
Well, some of the tips that I would recommend are, first of all, innovation, being really innovative in what you're doing, both internally and externally, not only new products and services, but new ways of doing things within the company. Secondly, don't rely on professional help that is a friend or a friend of the family. Go out and get professional help that is going to really support you and provide the expertise that you need in establishing and growing your company.
Dr. Firestone, does a bartender count?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. Whenever you have a networking event.
All right. All right. Go ahead. What else can we learn out of the book?
Market research. There's so many people who have ideas, but they don't test them out with their market. And before you jump into anything or try to grow a business, you really need to do that market research and make sure that there's an interest in that product or service.
Okay, so
and that it's really wanted.
Right.
Not just your opinion, their opinion.
We hammered that earlier in today's program as well. We think that it's such an important thing not to pitch what you're selling, but rather sell what people need and what they're looking for. So along the lines of market research, what are some of your favorite angles and elements to bring to the table? Do we do A-B testing? Do we go down and find the nice lady at the library who knows everything about the demographics of, you know, and how to whittle down demographics? What do you recommend?
I recommend that you set aside a certain amount of money, if you can, to do so, to do your research. I recommend that you go stand on the street corner if you have a new product at the mall and get the opinion of the individuals. It's so important to have the input from those people who might be your customer. And so if you have to do it for free, where you're the person collecting the data, or you're looking on your database and doing research on the computer, don't be surprised that that's a good resource, one of the resources. And finally, the top three, I would say, is to take your product and sit down in the middle of the busiest area that you can find and have your product or your service tested by the potential customers who walk by.
This is great, great advice, Dr. Marcia Firestone. How do you want our audience to get a copy of the book, The Busy Woman's Guide to Successful Self-Employment, and get more information about the Women's Presidents Organization?
So the Women Presidents Organization is a peer advisory group for multi-million-dollar women-led companies. There are 137 chapters on six continents and growing. The book that The Busy Woman's Guide is now out of print, unfortunately. But if they really wanted it, we would make a copy of the book and provide it.
If you really want it, I love that.
Well, we want to help our women to grow and scale their business. And one of the things that we do is to have a list of the 50 fastest growing women-owned businesses, which is underwritten by American Express. And we have a book out, The 50 Fastest Growing Women-Led Companies Guide to Growth. And that book can be purchased on Amazon. And it's very inexpensive, and it talks about how you can grow your company. WPO has a website, www.womenpresidentsorg.com, and we have lots of information, but especially for our members who are growing their companies, who are part of WPO, to accelerate the growth of their company.
I love it. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate your time today.
And I appreciate yours. Thanks
Absolutely.
For the good work you're doing.
You betcha. I think we're in that 50, the 50 most influential.
I think we're 51.
Are we 51?
Almost made the break. Maybe 50.
Yeah, look for us next year. All right, gang, don't go anywhere. More positive business talk right after these messages. You're listening to Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. We're helping you build your brand right here on the radio. Back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC ConsumerAccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders. When I told folks my signature KFC pot pie was filled with delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, veggies, and topped in a golden flaky crust and only cost $3.99, they said I was crazy. And maybe I was, because that was 1980, and $3.99 was a lot of money back then. But today, getting a meal that size for just $3.99 is a really great deal. So stop into a KFC and get yourself a pot pie. It's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. This is America's home for positive business talk. And I know, in fact, I am positive, you're going to be thrilled with the information I'm about to share with you.
I am going to be thrilled with the information you're going to share with me.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure of it. Why wouldn't I be?
I have found the solution to a problem that we have been looking at for over a year and a half.
You've been working on it for a year and a half?
That's correct.
And you have a solution?
I do.
Finally, what have you been working on?
Well,
don't tell me it was a phone call.
No, it wasn't a phone call.
It was a post.
It was kind of a post. It was transferring files from Facebook Live over to our YouTube channel.
I thought we'd do that.
And nope.
What do you mean? Nope.
Nope. So what we do is we create video content for every segment here on the radio show.
Yes.
And today you are doing that.
I'm driving today.
You are driving.
Are you liking our Facebook Live? Are you liking the videos?
Please let us know.
It's me doing it today.
That's right. And
it's usually Eric.
And by the way, I think you're doing a fantastic job today. You picked it up just like that. It's doing really well.
Well, I know it's gone through multiple versions where we've really had to wrestle with this thing of how do we take from radio to video and stream it and get it in all the places it needs to be. And I know, Eric, the reason why I can drive it today is because you've done all the legwork in finding the simplest way for us to do this.
You and I both, and I don't know that I found the simplest way. In many ways, I think we've found the most complicated ways. But we were,
because it's Eric,
we were on the cutting edge of this whole concept. Go back 8.5 years ago, and we were streaming videos of our radio show when the only other people doing it was Rush Limbaugh and Don Imus.
Okay, right? Yeah. So, we were trendsetters way back then because it was still traditional radio. Radio was only radio.
It's audio, folks. Get over that if you don't. So, here's what we do today. We stream the show, right?
Yep.
And not only is it going out over the airwaves and into your car, but it is also going out over the website and into your computer. It's also going out over the apps. And I mean all kinds of apps from YouTube to
Do we land in iTunes at all?
iTunes, yeah.
Oh, okay,
immediately.
Yeah. Over the river, through the woods.
To
right?
iTunes house we go.
Okay.
So we podcast, we do all these things. But in particular, one of the biggest challenges, we used to film this directly to YouTube Live. because YouTube is a great search engine. However, this last year, Facebook Live became a real thing.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing before.
Right? So in February of 2017, we decided to stream directly to Facebook Live instead of YouTube Live.
Yes.
Now we've got 170 or so subscribers to our YouTube channel who are feeling hard done by because we stopped feeding them content. We said, come on over and find it on Facebook. And many of them are on Facebook and do find it. But what about those others? Or what about the future people who want to search for things?
You definitely want to be on the YouTube.
You want to be on the YouTube.
I mean, especially if you're putting out this much content.
Right.
It needs to be on YouTube.
In order to get it to the YouTube, the dilemma that I have been facing for the last year and a half is that you have to take Facebook Live videos, download them to your computer, and then upload them back to YouTube. We produce 2 hours of content and 8 videos every single day. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, you can't just share it?
No.
No?
No. Sharing and transferring are completely different things.
Okay. Okay. So we didn't share it, we transferred it.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
But I found a software that does it automatically. So I say take everything that I've created on our Facebook Live.
Yes.
And transfer it.
Transfer it.
It still stays on Facebook Live, but a copy is made and transfers over to YouTube.
Okay, so now do we have to share it there?
Do you want people to see it?
Yes, I want people to see it.
Well, then I think you should share it.
Okay, so they can't see it now.
There's 800 files being transferred as we are speaking. I'm just going to let you know.
Okay.
800 files are being transferred as we're speaking to our YouTube channel. You want to know what? You want to go see it happen live, folks? It's at Experience Pros, youtube.com.
Okay, but once it gets to the YouTube,
right?
Do we have to do anything to it?
Only want people to see it.
I do want people to see it.
Okay, then I think you should probably share it. And when I say it, pick one of the 800 files and share it to people. Tell people it's out there. So if a tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, did it really fall?
Okay, but it's the YouTube, and we have the subscribers on YouTube.
There's 170
of
them.
Can they see the 800 files that are being
moved over? Yes, they're notified.
They are. So it's being shared?
No. It's being seen. It's being transferred.
But it's not... But they're being notified, but it's not being shared.
That's correct.
Do I have to do anything? I have to do something, don't I?
Well, only if you want people to see it.
I do want people to see it.
Beyond the 170 people.
I feel like I am in a
dimensional shift.
Or what's that? Who's on first?
Well, you clearly are. Because if you want people to see what you've produced, let's say you posted something on Facebook, right?
Yes, I did.
And your friends can see it.
Yes.
But only the ones that Facebook says you can see.
Which is fine.
Right?
Which is fine because that's all. I mean, I know who's going to see it because that's what I posted.
Good. Would you like anybody on Twitter to see what you posted on Facebook?
No, I only want the people on Twitter to see what I posted on Twitter.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you posted something on Facebook and you want your Twitter followers to see it,
yeah,
you got to share it.
On Twitter.
On Twitter.
Okay. Okay. So, So now we have the files.
If you've got videos on YouTube and you want somebody to see it,
I got to share it to
Twitter.
You got
to share it to Twitter, to Facebook,
But they can already see it on the YouTube. I don't have to do anything for them to see
it. It's on the YouTube.
Okay.
But if you want people to see it, maybe you should comment on it or share it or announce it or promote it.
All 800 of them, huh?
Well, one at a time.
And more coming.
One at a time.
And more coming.
That's true.
All right. Well, so Eric and I often speak a completely different language when it comes to technology, which is why it can sometimes take me a year and a half to figure out what it is I'm asking him to do and for him to figure out what it is that I want for him to do.
It took a year and a half because the technology did not exist. And if you'd like, I'd tell you what the technology is.
But so before the year and a half.
Yeah. Manually.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would have to transfer before you could share anywhere.
Yes. But we couldn't do that anymore because we didn't have the technology.
Repurpose.io. Repurpose.io.
Join our community of influencers. Go to MassiveMediaExposure.com. Get yourself all signed up. Join the community. And we'll share, download, tweet, post, or something for you, too.
Might even comment. Thanks for tuning in. This has been a fun day. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing. It's the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com. This is the Experience Pros Radio Show with business revolutionaries Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. For more information, you can contact the Experience Pros by calling 720-344-2446 or contact them on the web at experiencepros.com or on Facebook and Twitter at Experience Pros. If your customers love you, we want to know you. What are you waiting for? Join the revolution.
Biz Talk Radio,